Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
So welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining us. I want to mention here today, I speak to a lot of people on health. I'm a health teacher, and I'm always trying to teach people the concepts and to learn about health and just restoring their body and restoring their health to the best it can be. It's a little disheartening to see so many people not understand Yahweh's guidelines and instructions when it comes to what we should be eating. And when we got a job to do for our Creator, He tells us to go out there and let everybody know about Yeshua. But you know, it's one thing to take away from your daily activities and your daily life, but you're taking away from Him when you're too sick, too weak, too tired, too busy to go and tell others about Yeshua. And this creates a tremendous problem, And when I tell people that we have 24 hours in a day, and you know, if you take away sleep and eat, we got, and even work, we still got a lot of time left. Even though within those things we're supposed to be doing speaking about Yahweh and praying about Yahweh and talking to Yahweh, but even without that, if you take all that time away, we still have more than enough time to go out there and preach and talk to and tell and pray for others. But people are making idols out of other things in their lives and putting things in lives more important than Yahweh, and they're spending more time with other things and for other things and to other things, and then neglecting our Creator, putting Him off for last, not first. And then when we run out of time, they leave Him out. And this creates a tremendous problem. So I want to give you a reminder today and also a reality check today. I see too many people today idolizing disease treatment or disease management. You know, our Creator tells us to be healed, and just like Him, we are wonderfully made in His image, and to be a joyful. Moses was climbing mountains at 120. You know, our Creator gives us every example in Scripture. He provides every medicine for and healing for our body and everything we need. But so many people today are not free to go out and do the things He wants us to do because they're stuck with the disease management of today's world. And this creates a tremendous problem. And I see it more and more. So many people today are idolizing disease management that they don't even call it, look at it as a bad thing anymore. They call it treatment. There's no treat about disease management. You know, we need diseases cured, not disease management. Our Creator isn't a creator of managing disease. Our Creator is a creator of curing disease. We need to understand the difference of that and stop settling for anything less than all the great things that Yeshua has done and we could do through Him. But we have this tremendous problem today because everyone says, I got my treatment. I got my treatment. I got my treatment. It's not a treat. Chemotherapy and all this other stuff is not a treat. We need to get off that and stop thinking about that. Yes, if you break a muscle or you tear a ligament or something, and restoration needs to take place, it might take months. You might need rehabilitation and all this healing and sports medicine and all this. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the self-suicide people are committing with the two weapons of mass destruction, the knife and fork, that the people are committing through the gluttony and just idolizing food more than our wonderful Creator and creating so much havoc on the body and the system and the organs because they're eating way more than they should be eating of everything. People don't get obese unless they're overindulgent and becoming gluttons. People don't get diabetes and all these other diseases unless they're doing too much of something. And we live in a society today where we're eating too much, focusing on food too much, dealing with food too much, and we're not giving enough attention to Yahweh. Even children today are suffering from this overindulgence of things because they're becoming just like their parents. And now everyone's stuck because they got themselves in this situation, in this disease management where they don't have time for anything else. They don't have time. Yahweh freed us from slavery. He freed us from the bondage of Egypt. but people are still stuck in bondage. People are still slaves. They're slaves to their knife and fork. They're slaves to their food. You know, the Bible says the borrower is the slave to the lender. Between debit management or debt and all for money issues because people spend more than they should, and disease management and disease because people eat more than they should, we got in this problem to begin with. Parents, we need to teach our children how to manage their money and manage their food. And those are the things that the Bible talks about, how to do those things. But the world today doesn't do that. The world today neglects those things. And then you get children that are diseased and sick, and they don't have any money to even go to a doctor. And they don't even go to the doctor. And even if they did, the doctor's not giving them the right advice. The doctor's just as sick as the patients. The food in the hospital is just as bad as the food at home. And was told on TV and commercial and everywhere else to overeat so they can make money off us, not to eat just enough. Remember what King Solomon said, don't give me the riches. Give me enough, just enough for me. One of the biggest tragedies and the way Satan's killing people today is through these all-you-can-eat buffets and all this other things. People think they're getting a special deal on their food because it's all-you-can-eat at one little price, but they don't take into account all the pain management, disease management, and everything else they got to deal with and the drugs they got to take so they can even get out of bed. So we need to wake up. We need to wake up. And it's no one else's fault but our own. Because we have control over the knife and fork we put in our mouth and what we put at the end of that knife and fork. We need to stop listening to the advertising and everyone else that's telling us lies about health, telling us all these crazy things. You got people today putting their babies on some chemical milk formula because their parents don't want to breastfeed, but at the same time, you got adults drinking animal milk. How crazy and backwards is that in today's world? It's crazy, but that's the way we think today. You got people that won't touch their food if they see a piece of hair in it, thinking it's disgusting, but those same people will eat a dead carcass. That's the media, and that's what the media does to people. And we need to get out of that. And, you know, and so many people are just deceived by the media and the media out there. And then we don't even touch about the disease of overeating. The main disease of overeating is the main disease today is type 2 diabetes and obesity, both completely a result of overeating on sugar, which is just about in everything today. And there's so many cures and answers to how do we deal with this and all this stuff. Just stop overeating. Stop overeating. But we've been trained into this habit of overeating. And just like we created this bad habit, we need to do things and find ways to break this bad habit. But the choice is ours. It's up to us. You know, I mean, it's one thing to pray that people will get healed and people will get better. It's one thing to pray that we'll get healed and we'll get better from a certain illness or disease. But we have to take an action. We have to actually do something about it. For the Bible says in Isaiah 24:5, the earth suffers for the sins of its people, for they have twisted Yahweh's instructions, violated his laws, and broke his everlasting covenant. We have to remember Yahweh's plan is better than our plan. He knows the plans for us. They are for good and not disaster, to give us a future and give us a hope. How many of you want a future and a hope? When you go into a doctor's office with stage 4 cancer or type 2 diabetes or some other disease, they're not giving you a future or hope. They're telling you to make your arrangements because things aren't looking too well. And they'll put you on disease drug management, turn you into a drug addict, getting you addicted to all these opiates and everything else to control your pain. But Yahweh says he can get rid of your pain. Hallelujah. And that's what we must remember. Yahweh promises us a greater thing, a future and a hope. A future and a hope. So we must stop idolizing the things of this world. We must stop idolizing the food of this world. Job says, I esteem the words of your mouth. I esteem the words of your mouth. They are more to me than my necessary food. Yahweh's word was more important than Job's life. Hallelujah. Look, when you read the scriptures, do something. When you see the word evil, change it with disease. When you see the word evil, change it with the disease. And you'll see something pretty spectacular. Many, many times is one and the same. Many, many times is one and the same. Transpose. I'm not telling you to change the scripture around. I'm telling you when you read it, instead of reading the word evil, put the word disease in there. Pretty powerful thing you'll see. When you see the word weakness in the scriptures, transpose that with the word sickness. Pretty powerful thing you'll see. And when you see the word strength in the scriptures, transpose that with the word health. Very powerful. Very powerful. Do you know the Bible is a book of opposites? Blessings versus curses. Good versus evil, life versus death, or health versus disease. It's one or the other. You can't have both in your life and be dealing with both all the time. We must stick to the decision we made when we accepted Yeshua as our Messiah and believe that Yahweh is the way. That Yahweh is the way. Scripture is clear. When we get off his plan and we go on our own plan, we start suffering from the things of man. In Exodus 15, 26, when he says, when you go into the promised land, do not be like the Egyptians. You know, diligently follow my guidelines and instructions, and I will bless you. But if you follow their ways, I will give you the same diseases that I put upon them. We have a choice. Then when the children went into this promised land, he told them to separate and divide himself from all the unclean things. And if you do, you'll be blessed. But if you don't, I will put new diseases upon you that you never even heard of. So what did the children do? They went in there. They didn't divide. They didn't separate themselves. They mingled the seed. And not only did they have the same disease upon the Egyptians, they had new disease they never heard of yet. And what happens today? We got the same problem. We mingle the seed between the so-called believer and the non-believer. And we get new diseases with all the science, study, and knowledge out there today. We get new diseases all the time. We have to understand what the scriptures say about this. Wisdom 4:10 says, listen, my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. Forget not my Torah, it says in Proverbs 3:1. But let your heart guard my command for the length of days, long life, and shalom shall they add to you. There's no shalom in disease management. I'll say that again. There's no shalom in disease management. We are not supposed to get the diseases of this world today. And disease management isn't supposed to be taking up all our time. It says in Genesis 1:26 and Genesis 1:28, we are to rule over every living thing, or have dominion over all the things of this world, and that includes living organisms. We are to have control and rule over these things that overtake our cells and our bodies and everything else, and not let them overtake us. Remember what it says in Genesis 1:31, we are made in Yahweh's image, and it is good. We are made in his image, and it is good. It doesn't say it's sick and diseased. It doesn't say it's suffering from the idolization of food and overindulgence. No, it says we are made in his image, and it is good. And we have that opportunity. So I pray for you all today to get the knowledge and the wisdom of how to keep your body healthy. 1 Kings 3:9, give your servant an understanding heart to discern between good and evil. Health and disease, right? If disease is evil and good is health, give your servant an understanding heart to discern between health and disease. We got to accept that knowledge and understand it. And he's given us that knowledge. In Job 28:28, he says, and to man he said, see, the fear of Yahweh, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. What is evil? We got everything to do with disease wrapped around that. It's all wickedness. You might say, well, if I got a disease, how are you calling me evil? And I'm telling you, it's more likely than not your overindulgence in some type of food or your lack of knowledge about some type of way of eating or living has led something to cause that disease in your body. And many people don't want to accept that. Many people don't want to acknowledge that. But you have to acknowledge that and turn that around and use Yahweh's wisdom to heal and stop suffering in your overindulgence and blaming the world for your illnesses and your sicknesses that often have been created through a lack of knowledge. It says in Daniel 12:10, many shall be purified and cleansed through trials, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. We need to understand when it says in Hosea 4:6, it says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. But it doesn't stop there. It says, because you have rejected knowledge, I reject you from being priest for me. Since you have forgotten the Torah of your Elohim, I also forget your children. And then we hear all about this generational curses, if you want to call them. But what it is diseases staying in people's lives because the parents are overeating, the kids are overeating, they're eating the wrong food, they're just, you know, the parents are drinking caffeine and coffee, the kids are drinking energy drinks and everything else. The kids are obese, the parents are obese. People say, well, heart disease just runs in my family. No, overeating runs in your family. Well, lung cancer runs in my family. No, smoking runs in your family. We need to get this and wake up and understand. You know, 3 John 1 verse 2 says, dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in the body as you are in spirit. That you are healthy in body as you are in spirit. There's 3 ways that people have gone astray when it comes to Yahweh's knowledge about what we should put in our bodies and how we should eat and what we should do. The first one is we don't stick to his design schedule. It's not only what we're eating and how much we're eating, but it's when we're eating it. You know, our Creator never designed us to eat as often as we eat and to eat late in the night. And he's given us the daytime to see the food that we eat and eat it. And our digestion works well at that time. But at nighttime, he tells us to slow down and not eat, he shows us in his word. That's the time for sleeping and resting and healing. You know, we're not nocturnal animals. We should be sleeping at night, not eating at night. But this is what's happening out there today. And this is what people are doing. And it's creating a problem. And then the other thing is we don't stick to the plan he gave us. He told us what foods are best for us in Genesis 1:29. I have given you the seed-bearing plants throughout the earth and all the fruit trees for your food. Everyone repeat that. For your food. You know, but people are just overeating today. And gluttony and everything else. And they're eating the wrong foods. And they're eating at the wrong time. Basically, they literally are making an idol out of their food. Making their food more important than our Creator. You know, and I know the emotional way that the enemy gets to us to make us, how dare he blame my disease on my overeating or something I did or something else. Listen, you don't get obese if you're not overeating. You don't get obese if you don't get diabetes if you're not overeating. More people suffer from overeating than undereating. More people have diseases from eating too much than too little. You know, Yahweh designed food to be a pleasure for us. But we've taken the pleasure of food and made it into the sin of overindulgence and idolization. Remember that when King Solomon said, feed me with food convenient for me. With all the riches and everything else. He said, give me not neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me. Proverbs 30:8-9. Yahweh wants us to heal, and he's given us everything we need to heal. And that's the goal and what he says in his word. It says in Psalms 107:17-20, fools, because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities are afflicted. You hear that? Because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities are afflicted. they're being despised as all manner of food, and they draw near to the gates of death. And this is the situation many people have put themselves in today. Then finally they cry to Yahweh in their trouble. So they despise everything he tells them, all the information he gives them and everything. And then finally they come around and they're like, oh, I can't breathe without a machine. I can't get up without a drug. I can't move around without a pill. Finally, they come to him. And it says in Psalms 107, it says, he saved them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Hallelujah. The destructions of the disease that they put on themselves. He heals them through his word. His word, Yeshua, he spoke his word. Yeshua is that healing word. And Yeshua comes in Matthew 9:35 and says, Yeshua was going around all the cities and the villages, teaching in the synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and every sickness. Do you see the connection between Psalms 107 and Matthew 9? After man's affliction of his own disease and despising everything Yahweh's given him, finally they cry to him in distress, and he sent his words and heals them and delivered them from their destructions. And then in Matthew 35, we have Yeshua healing every disease and every sickness. So in essence, we have Yahweh saving us from the sin, healing us from the sickness, and delivering us from the enemy. And we have Yeshua teaching us the knowledge that'll save us, preaching the good news that'll heal us. And by his salvation, we are saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that you're getting this and you're understanding what Yahweh gave us. And you start using his medicine. And looking more at what he gave us to be healed and healthy, and you start getting away from the doctor's drugs and what the doctors want us to rely on and what the doctors want you to do. You start thinking about what he wants us to do. Hallelujah. Revelation 22:2 says, in the middle of the street, on each side of the river, is a tree of life, making 12 fruit, yielding its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are used for what? The healing of the multitudes. And some translations say the nations. The leaves of the tree are the healing. So we got the fruit, which is the food, is the nourishment. And then we got the leaves that are the healing. He gives it to us right there. Right there. That was the end in Revelations. And then right in the beginning of the book, in Genesis 11, he said, and Elohim said, let the earth bring out grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit trees yielding its food. And the earth brought out grass, the herb yielding seed, and the tree yielding its food. The seed was in itself. And Yahweh said, it was good. He provided us the resources right at the beginning for the food and the healing, and then the medicine. And then right at the end, he told us in Revelations 22:2, the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. We need to read the word. The information is in there. We need to get it and understand it. The key to health, folks, from a physical standpoint, is keeping the blood healthy. Keeping the blood healthy. And that's what the greens do, because the greens have chlorophyll in them. Yeah, we all know about nutrients and we all know about minerals and everything else, but the greens have chlorophyll in them. And this is the way it works. The greens get their chlorophyll through the sun. So the sun and the seeds growing and the chlorophyll, and we eat that, it comes into our blood, it cleanses our blood and everything else. That's what we have to understand and we have to get. And then the fruit being the Creator's true energy drink. We can't overdo it. We shouldn't overdo it. And people's even overindulgence in that is creating problems today. But we understand the nourishment and the energy that we get from the beautiful fruits that are prepared properly through the sun, and how the stabilization of cleansing the blood through the greens. Yahweh's beautiful plan. the plan of good and not disaster to give us a future and give us a hope. Leviticus 17:11 says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. Now we know that he's talking about Yeshua's blood and the salvation that comes from a spiritual standpoint. But think about that as well from this viewpoint. For the life of the flesh is in the blood. Your physical health is determined by the quality of your blood. That's it. That's everything. And that's what our Creator shows us all throughout the scriptures. And people today disrespect the blood of their own body, and they disrespect the blood of Yeshua. They disrespect the blood of their own body by just trashing it and using it as a trash can and just and putting every terrible toxic thing in it and over consuming and never letting the wonderful organ of the heart rejuvenate the blood and cleanse the blood the way it was designed and created to do so. And then the blood of Yeshua, who died for us, and people's action, they're mocking him. Yahweh says to keep the temple and the tabernacle clean and holy. That's the place I dwell. And people's bodies today is supposed to be that temple and that tabernacle as a representative of that. And people are just destroying it, just putting every piece of junk in their body and not even caring one bit about what they're eating, because the pleasure of the flesh is more important to them than the pleasing of our wonderful Creator. So we need to get back to Yah's truth when it comes to these things, and we will no longer be suffering for lack of knowledge. Proverbs 4:20-22 said, my son, listen to my words. Listen to my words. Well, in Deuteronomy 28:15, his word says, if you will not listen to my words and do his commands, curses shall come upon you. Disease is a curse. Then he goes on to say in Proverbs 4:20, incline your ear to my sayings. Incline means to bend. Bend. Not only our ear and our ways, but our heart. It says in Psalms 119:36, to incline my heart to your testimonials and not be covetous. To be too covetous. And then it says in Proverbs 20, let them not depart from your eyes. Psalms 119:37 says, turn my eyes away from the worthless things and give me life through your words. And Proverbs 4:20 says, guard them in the midst of your heart. To guard the word in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them. Life to those who find them. It says in Proverbs 8:35-36, whoever finds me finds life and shall obtain favor from Yahweh. But whoever sins me wrongs his own being, and all that hate me love death. And then finally, in Proverbs 4:20-22, it says, healing to all their flesh. Hallelujah. Everybody have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you this day and always. And shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world, oh my people.
You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida 33466. And thank you for your prayers and generous support.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solus Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solus Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solus Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Take all I have in these hands and multiply
God, all that I am, and find my heart on.